It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlasio on CLTV and on WGN everywhere on the World Wide Web. If you are watching us on CLTV, you want to continue on. And you might want to, based on what happened yesterday when we were on the web only and not WGN Radio, which has got the White Sox on right now. The show got a little wide yesterday, and you can hear it at WGNRadio.com. You can pick up the WGN app on your phone and listen to it there, or on TuneIn or iHeart or however you want to do that. Tell your smart speaker to find either of those. But the thing is that we realized that there were no rules, and that they could, and we weren't being played out in the hallways here. And we realized...
So the bosses didn't know? Management had no clue we were talking about, it turns out.
Yeah. And it's and somehow, I don't know, it was fairly wide-ranging.
It got a little cray-cray.
Yeah.
I thought that wasn't going to be made available, given sort of the vote we all did with ourselves afterwards.
Didn't we delete the browser history?
Yeah. Isn't that what we... Exactly. Yes. Thank you, Lauren. That's exactly what happened, I thought.
We definitely tried to. I don't know how it worked. But right now, here's a man who would like to delete some browser history in the history of the City Council of Chicago, if he could, but can't, because that's illegal, I'm told. Alderman Brendan Riley, he is of the Fighting 42nd, right here in Chicago. And, all right, I guess you're the one, you're walking right in here from the City Council hearing, which just took place, right? Was there a vote?
A vote on...
On the Lincoln Yards and the 78?
Yes, there was. On the 78 and on Lincoln Yards. Both were divided roll calls, meaning a number of people voted no, but both passed, each with about 32 votes. I voted against both.
Now
you did.
I did.
Well, we'll get to that in just a second. But does that mean it's over?
Kind of. So the TIF districts have been approved to be created, but Mayor-elect Lightfoot has made it very clear that she plans on spending time with the Department of Planning at the city to review both of those to see if adjustments could be made down the road if necessary. So the Mayor-elect...
Does the mayor get to sign on this now? Is that how that goes? Is it like the presidential thing?
No, as long as it's not vetoed, it becomes law.
Okay.
And so Mayor-elect Lightfoot will further examine both of those deals, and if she determines there need to be some tweaks down the road, those could happen. But by and large, the fight is over.
Well, her camp was claiming a bit of a victory today because she was able to increase the minority and women-owned contracts substantially.
Substantially. Up from 80 million up to close to 400 million.
400, right?
Yeah.
It's a big number.
And you know what? What I saw...
It's a multi-billion dollar project.
It's a $6 billion project at Lincoln Yards, a less ambitious project at 78, but both are big.
And 78, we should explain, is on the near south side. It's along the river, right, between Roosevelt and whatever that ends up being.
Just south of Roosevelt on the east bank of the river. It's currently a huge open kind of... wild green space right now.
Yeah.
It stretches all the way to Chinatown, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right.
62 acres.
So this would be, once completed, a brand new neighborhood. That's why they named it the 78th neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting project. Both projects, I think, are good ones. I got hung up on the public subsidy and the size of the subsidy.
So explain that. Why did you vote against it?
Well, each of them separately. Lincoln Yards, I think, is going to be a very exciting project. I wasn't ultimately satisfied at the end of the day that the developer was shouldering enough of the infrastructure costs that are going to be needed to make that site successful. And by segregating over about $1 billion worth of tax increment over the next 23 years or so, you're diverting that money away from other public agencies that need it. Again, I think it's going to be a good project. I voted for the zoning approval. I just thought that the public subsidy was far too generous, considering the scope and scale. Another thing that's important about Lincoln Yards...
Can I go back? And I want to stop you on that point, though, which is, again, when we talk about TIF, when we talk about subsidies, we're talking about future revenues.
That's
essentially
right.
That's all we're thinking about here. It's either future tax revenues that you're going to be giving back to these guys, so they don't have to pay as much in taxes as it moves forward,
right.
And then that expires after a number of years. I think 23 is the standard, right?
Yep.
All right, and then you're also talking about, for them, it's also sort of pie in the sky too, is how much they build and how many jobs that actually that that they employ. Right. So you're both kind of taking a little bit of a risk on each other in that moment. You're taking a risk on the developers, and the developers are taking a risk on the city, sure. especially now that the mayor-elect has said, well, you know, I want to take another look at this. They may be thinking, okay, how much, what are our legal fees in terms of having to have these meetings, sure. right? So, I mean, so there's, you know, there is risk on both of these sides. And you're a pro-development guy. I mean, you're a pro-business guy, right?
Look at the skyline downtown, right. sure.
Like, yes.
It's proof of it, for sure.
Exactly. And, I mean, the skyline, at one point, I think you had something like over 24 cranes in the air in your ward alone.
Oh, three. Yeah, three
right.
dozen.
Three dozen. Okay. So you're not averse to this by theory, but I just wonder, in terms of the, you know, just sort of the math of this, don't we need to have as much development as we possibly can in the city? Are you saying that Is your objection here that the city is paying too much of the bill on the infrastructure?
Yes,
it's a hard cost bill, not a future tax increment thing. That's not you know, fake money that we're thinking about in the future. That's real dollars that the city has to spend to build sewers.
That's correct. And I thought that the TIF shoulders too much of that burden. Obviously, all those infrastructure improvements are going to add a lot of value to the land that these developers own. And as you mentioned, I've negotiated $1 billion projects downtown. This one at Lincoln Yards is $6 billion. Mm-hmm. And we're getting those projects done without a dollar of TIF. Obviously, that neighborhood has some challenges regarding infrastructure.
Right.
Those bridges in particular, they say, have to be rebuilt.
They do.
They're in need of it.
And I think that should be a shared pain. And I would just argue that with the TIF, it did not pass the, quote, but-for, end quote, test, which means but for this TIF, could the project move forward? When I deal with a lot of developers from New York City who are investing in Chicago downtown right now, everyone in New York who's in real estate looks at what was paid for the Lincoln Yards property as an absolute steal. So
yes.
There are folks with lots and lots of money who would come in here and buy that from the current owners and develop it without such a big TIF. And so having that knowledge in my back pocket, for me, I couldn't stomach voting for that.
You're allied with a lot of no votes that were on for very different reasons. They were saying this is not for the people. This is just wrong. This is big business and corporate winning out yet again. They're blaming Mayor-elect Lightfoot for not being more on their side. They feel like she promised that this would wait until her administration. Is that fair, though? Could she really have waited until she was mayor to get this whole project just kind of hanging out there?
I disagree. So although I had some colleagues that I voted with against these two TIF districts, I didn't agree with their rationale. I am pro-development, and I think that there is a role for TIF. We approved another TIF on the far south side that's going to help bring a big logistics center there. It's going to create a lot of jobs in an area that really needs them.
Mm-hmm.
That, for me, passed the but-for test. But for the TIF, that logistics center would not occur. So again, Two different situations, but I just couldn't support those subsidies. I also want to make sure people understand that when the council was prepared to balk on approving this in committee, the developer came back to the table and started voluntarily offering up additional concessions, making it an even better deal.
Hmm.
And then that happened yet again when Mayor-elect Lightfoot inserted herself into the process, which begs the question, had we pulled this out another week or two, what else might the developer have offered up? I do this all week long. 75% of my work week is consumed negotiating deals kind of like this with private developers. And again, there's always going to be a breaking point, but you got to be tough and demand the absolute most and squeeze the best you can out of these folks to make it the best deal possible for Chicago taxpayers. That's our job. I just thought that there was some more work to be done.
So you're negotiating on behalf of the cost that the taxpayer would have to shoulder here. And again, not necessarily on the TIF, which I think is become a political cudgel in this town.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a cartoon bat, because we don't know what it is,
right?
We don't know. It's all speculative.
I would say by design, though. Isn't that sort of like, it's about as transparent as the Fed. I mean, it's not, it's by very nature, you don't understand it as people. And I think there's certain administrations who liked that.
Well, and you can't predict the future, right?
Right. And the whole idea here is we're going to give a tax break moving forward. But we don't know what the tax, we don't know if that's actually costing us anything or if that's costing you anything, right?
That's right.
I mean, there's a lot of, or what it, you know, you can't put a real hard number on it. So that's really, for me, the piece of this that I don't like, because it does allow for a lot of gray area here in Chicago political rhetoric.
Amen.
And in Chicago political rhetoric, gray area gets filled. God and nature abhor a vacuum. And that is what happens so here, right?
You are correct.
Very so true. That is what, that's what we're seeing. Okay. The deal's going to get done, though, and I think it is going to be. I know there's a lot of people who are upset about any kind of development and urbanization of anything, but this is a city. Therefore, it is okay to urbanize it. And that is, I think, so far from what I have seen, it is a beautiful project. It's going to be amazing. It's going to build a building, build a neighborhood. I grew up in Streeterville, which you represent.
Yes, sir.
And Streeterville grew up as I grew up. I watched that turn in from a couple of buildings to what it is now. I watched the Hancock building be finished. I used to play on the parking garage of Water Tower Place for the summer that they capped that off before they built the rest of the building on top of it, because they had to build that and let it seal. And then, so we would ride our bikes on that thing. I saw the whole thing happen, and it changed the way Chicago lives. The same thing can be said about what they're going to do. And I think the 78 to some degree, too.
Sure.
I love it when neighborhoods are built out of whole cloth in this town, and we do amazing stuff. They are, thanks to people like you and the Planning Commission, and the architecture in this town is second to none. The buildings go with each other. You go down, in New York, they dress like Rudy Giuliani. It's like this, something doesn't match here. The glasses are on sideways. It is what it is. Here, everything sort of fits.
Right.
It's part of our ethic. And we have three buildings going up right now that are changing the skyline of Chicago in a way that is magnificent and spectacular.
Yeah, transformative.
No, I agree.
So I hate when it gets cut. I get what you're doing. You have to negotiate what you got to negotiate. You got to get the best deal you possibly can. But this thing is done, and let us applaud everybody's effort, and let us move forward, and let's build something beautiful out there.
Yeah, I agree, and that's why I supported the zoning approvals for both projects. It's just the funding mechanisms that I had an issue with.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand.
But I see the same thing in the West Loop, the same thing you described. Right now, the way that is transforming,
exactly,
and you see the vibrancy of that neighborhood. You see people. I see people from the suburbs coming in, and people of all different ages coming for Friday night in the city. Before that, it didn't exist.
That's right.
Didn't
Logan
exist.
Square, you're seeing that in. Mm-hmm. You're seeing that, and you know it's building by building, and West Loop is actually the best, perfect comparison to what Streeterville was
50 years ago,
because they're taking down old warehouse structures and things like that, which is what Streeterville was.
Mm-hmm.
I have that picture of Muhammad Ali with his fist, very famous photograph of Muhammad Ali. It's on the riverbank here, just before he gets to Navy Pier, and he's standing on the top of a warehouse, and you see the Chicago skyline in back of him, and the skyline, and this is 1965 or something like that, 66, and there's like nothing, right? You see the Union Carbide building, and you see the Prudential building, and that's it behind him. And his fist, which is, I think, the best part of that picture.
You see that.
And so, to me, I love what has happened here in 50 years, and the next 50 years are going to be amazing. And this keeps this city vibrant and real. And you talk about Southside development. That is a critical, important piece of this, Alderman, because there are beautiful neighborhoods throughout the city, beautiful structures, beautiful limestone buildings in Englewood. Mm-hmm. When you drive through the streets of Englewood, you are sometimes amazed at the building stock and the housing and what could be, and you see what could be. Same thing, you go through, you know, parts of the southeast side, parts of the southwest side, the west side. I mean, go down Independence and look at some of the structures there, especially in the square, right? It's part of the boulevards. There is amazing opportunity in this town. We got to fix the violence problem, and we got to fix the inequity issues. That there's no question about it, and the education.
Yeah, the south and west side neighborhoods have incredible strong bones, right?
Right.
We just need to start making strategic investments there, and I think that Mayor Emanuel started that process in earnest, and I have every confidence that Mayor-elect Lightfoot is going to make that her top priority. And so what we saw happen to City Council today to support what's going on in the 10th Ward with the Logistics Center, I mean, that's going to create thousands of new jobs. And, it's likewise with the Ford plant that makes the subway cars for the CTA. This is all part of a campus plan for that ward. We need more of that. We need more of it in Englewood. We need more of it in Austin. Chatham.
The 10th Ward is an excellent example because when U.S. Steel went out in inland and, you know, moved there, there was a, that changed everything down there because those were good paying jobs. Those were, you know, that was a thriving neighborhood. Yeah. And then it got burned out in a lot of ways.
Right.
And now you have an opportunity to do, you know, the exact same thing.
Hegwisch is very excited today.
Should be.
I can tell you that.
Should I bet. Some people, the business community was seeming to breathe a sigh of relief. You see, if you read Cranes today, they were happy that Mayor-elect Lightfoot seemed to weigh the demands and the interests of the business community with those of the people. Mm-hmm. Do you think that is the approach we're going to see moving forward? Do you think that she sort of looked at this is Mayor Emanuel's project, and moving forward, things will be very different?
When I met with Mayor-elect Lightfoot before I endorsed her, the entire conversation was about her views on the business community and how she plans on having a relationship with them to get things done. And everything that she said to me in that meeting inspired a lot of confidence. She acknowledges that, you know, we've got major challenges in the south and west sides of the city that need to be addressed first and foremost.
Yeah.
But it's not a zero-sum game. It's not downtown versus the world or vice versa. You need both to do well for a city to be successful. And I think that she obviously is going to continue to provide the attention and care that the Central Business District needs to continue to grow and break tourism records and these sorts of things. Those words came out of her mouth. She understands the engine downtown must be humming and well-oiled for her to accomplish her goals in the struggling neighborhoods.
Right.
This is the ward that pays the bills. This is the ward that can help you make those strategic investments to lift up neighborhoods, and she understands that.
Let me tell you something, pal. You weren't born in this town, and you become a leader.
Oh.
She wasn't born in this town. She has an opportunity to become a leader. You chose to live here.
Yes, sir.
When you choose to live here, sometimes you got different eyes on the problem than when you were born here. I got the problem of being born here, and I look at it the same way that you know, I've looked at it since I was five. But there are people who come in and they have a, you know.
And then I'm an optimist, so there's a difference.
Right. Exactly. And so I think there's something to that in this moment. And so I think that that's going to be I'm very optimistic. I'm very bullish. As long as the economy holds, and we may have a dip here because it just is, it's time. But if we can hold through whatever this dip is going to be and be strong, there are great opportunities for this city ahead because we're the Saudi Arabia of water.
Yeah.
Right? We are sitting on the largest freshwater in the world.
Yep.
And the world's going to need it.
That's right.
And we also are a tech hub, and we're an internet hub here. The world Chicago's got a very important place in the world for everything, economics, internet, communication, all that.
Yep.
So
Transportation,
all of it. It's sitting right here, and the new airport I think is going to be beautiful. I don't want to hear your opinion about it. All right, here we go. Thank you, Alderman.
Thanks,
thank you.
Alderman,
I appreciate
Riley.
It.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, CLTV, for spending the afternoon with us. Lauren, what's coming up on the roads?